Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
Do you realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well? Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. David Stebbin is here. David is a great member of our Brain Trust, professor of history and law at Ohio State University, specializing in, currently specializing in the middle class. He's wrote a book on the topic, folks. Promised Land is the name of his book, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America Between 1929 and 1968. David, thanks again for being here. How do we find you online?
Oh, well, I'm on Twitter. You can look for my name on the Ohio State website. I'm on LinkedIn.
We got to get you your own website, David. You got to get your own website.
Well, I should get into the
You need to go get davidstebbin.com. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey,
All right.
Hey, David. Find your book wherever books are sold, folks. I encourage you to do that. So, David, wither middle class. What's the prospects of middle class America over the next generation? I have a grandson who's 20. What are his prospects for the next 20 years?
Well, I do think what we've gone through in 2020 has got a lot more people focused on policies that will lift the middle class. As you know, today's an election day, and even if President Trump doesn't win, his economic policies, to a degree, have made a lasting change. In other words, even his opponent in this election is now talking about buying America and doing more things to employ workers.
So are you saying that Trump's policies over the last 4 years have moved in a better direction for the middle class?
Well, when I read, I don't talk to many businessmen directly, but I do read about their views, and the extent they grumble, a lot of them grumble about follow through.
Yeah.
In other words, President Trump is a natural salesman, marketer. He is not necessarily the most effective at following through on making sure everything works the way it's supposed to. So there is some grumbling about that.
But I will tell you, I'm coming back to the NFIB's index. It has never been higher. And we're talking about the largest small business organization group in the world that has the most small business members. Bill Dunkelberg's index is almost a half a century old. It's the gold standard, and they're setting records for optimism on Main Street in the last 4 years, and it's because one of the things he's followed through on is getting rid of regulations. I mean, that's a huge thing, and he made that happen.
Regulations are very small businesses. They don't have the resources of the great
big
to deal with them. So, yes, on taxes and regulation, they like President Trump. On the other hand, you know, Ohio is one of these old economy states where I am, and this notion of reviving basic manufacturing, there has been much more promise than delivery so far.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, these are not partisan statements.
Right.
What they don't want from a Biden presidency is a resumption of lots of due regulation,
mm-hmm.
higher taxes.
There was the record pages of regulations on the history of the planet, of history of America, happened in the last year of the Obama-Biden administration. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the middle class is better off with more government or less government?
Well, it depends on what kind of government intervention you're talking about, right? In other words, if it helps them get into the middle class in terms of income,
The philosophy of the government can solve all problems, is the middle class better that way or more of a laissez-faire on the government? What do you think?
Well, and it depends on the era we're in. In other words, the era I wrote about.
But I'm talking about going forward 20 years, next 20 years. What do you think?
Right. Well, that's the question. In other words, some government has to become smaller. Although the government itself, I think, has to keep more focused on helping people less. So there is a role for government, but it's not the role of government that we've had in decades.
Yeah. So, David, good job today. I'll leave you with my Twitter hashtag, God help us. And I hope you'll come back again real soon.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
David Stebbins, ladies and gentlemen. S-T-E-B-E-N-N-E. Put an E on the end of that. His book is called Promised Land. We'll get him back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.